set already.
Bruce, you can't come late and start wreaking havoc on everything. You were talking. It doesn't count.
Actually,
you have to understand the difference, okay? Dr. Sevier comes here in the morning after he's been up for like 5 hours. So he's like, he's in a situation where he's about to take his afternoon nap at about 8:45 in the morning. And
you're closer than you think.
We just finished davening. It's a little different, you know?
We go right into learning.
Anyway, you know how many mitzvot this man probably did before he came here? What did we do today? Gentlemen, I think today is the 15th of the month.
Yeah.
15th of the month of Tevet, and therefore we're about to end the chovah, or the obligation of Kiddush Levana. The last night was the last night to do Kiddush Levana, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Others say, no, it's only up to the 14th, not including the 15th. So I thought we'd finish one point that we didn't finish on Sunday regarding Kiddush Levana. As you know, Kiddush Levana is a trick question that you ask yeshiva bachers when they want to get into yeshiva. You ask the following question. Do you have to say Kiddush Levana standing up, or could you sit down? Have you heard this question before? It's a trick question.
No.
You've never heard the question. What's the answer to this trick question?
Well,
a trick question has an easy answer. What's the answer? Huh? Nah. See, you're being too much of a yeshiva bucker, trying to find a way out of the question. The question is, do you have to stand up, or could you sit down?
What do you think?
Stand up or sit down, gentlemen. No, it's not such a big
deal. You're doing it outside, so you're going to stand up.
Their answer is
probably
absolutely yes, but not because it's outside.
Okay.
Absolutely yes. Stand up.
Yeah. Does anyone know why? No.
Maybe you're doing like an aid?
Close.
Is it like aid?
You're getting close.
It's like aidut?
The gentleman here on my right just quoted something from Kiddush Levana, but quote to what I'm looking for from Kiddush Levana. You're very good. In Kiddush Levana, we say, Hilkach Tzarich Lemeimra Me'umad. And that's a trick question. They ask yeshiva bachers because, see, they don't know simple chumash, and they don't know simple things they say. They say this since they were 13 at least, if not before. And it says explicitly, Hilkach Tzarich Lemeimra Me'umad. Can't get simpler than that, right? The question is why? Why do you have to stay standing up?
Aren't you outside?
And the answer, I believe, is right before this passage in Kiddush Levana. In Kiddush Levana, we say like this: Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. From the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, they came up with this insight. You ready for this insight, Bruce? You're gonna love this insight. Ilmalei lo zachu Yisrael. If the Jewish people didn't have the privilege, ela lahagbil pnei avim shebashamayim pam achad bechodesh dayam. If they only had the privilege to come and say hello to God's presence once a month, that would have been enough. And then, says Abaye, you have to say Kiddush Levana standing up. What does it mean they're saying hi to God once a month? How do you say hi to God during Kiddush Levana? What do you mean you're saying hi to God? And in order to answer this question, let's take one small halacha from the halachas of Kiddush Levana and answer it very simply. One of the halachas of Kiddush Levana in Siman Tuf Kaf Vav, 421 in Shulchan Aruch, or Achayim, Simf Bet, subdivision 2, says as follows: Ein mevarchina tayar alei areach, ela b'motzei Shabbat, shehu mevusam uvgadav na'im. You only say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. Why Motzei Shabbos? Why is Motzei Shabbos picked for Kiddush Levana? We all know you can say Kiddush Levana from the 3 days after the Molad, or according to the Sephardim, 7 days after the Molad, until the 15th. Not because Motzei Shabbos is anything special, and not necessarily because there's a lot of people there. The Shulchan Aruch has a different reason. His reason is, why? Kishehu mevusam uvigadav na'in. Hu mevusam, which means he's high. High. Literally, high. Like after you drink a good cup of scotch. Not a cheap scotch. Uvgadav na'im. And his clothing is beautiful. Motzei Shabbos, the Jews are wearing what kind of clothing?
Shabbos.
Shabbos clothing. Shabbos. And ultimately, they're in a good mood. Why are they in a good mood? Because it was Shabbos. They rested well. They ate well. They're in a good mood. I said not once but not twice around this table that in the Musa yeshivas, when they wanted to smack the kids over the head and say you have to improve the wrongness of your ways, when did they give this speech? Between Shalosh Shudas and Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos. Why between Shalosh Shudas and Ma'ariv? Because then the people are calm, they're not hungry, they're rested, they're not tired, and that's the time to try to influence them. So says the Shulchan Aruch, same thing here. We want to go and say Kiddush Levana, say it when you have beautiful clothing on and you're in a good mood. What does one have to do with the other? Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah. We didn't find this halacha by Hanukkah candles that you have to put on nice clothing and be mevusam. We didn't find this by Lulav and Esrog. We didn't find it anywhere. Only here, with regard to Kiddush Levana, a new thing, you have to say it when you have nice clothing on and you're in a good mood. This, by the way, will explain, again, the Ramah right away says that if you're going to get too late into the month, forget about this. Just say Kiddush Levana. But this should be the way to go. This will explain to you how come the Minhag, not according to the Gra, but most, don't say Kiddush Levana in Tishrei until when? Motzei Yom Kippur. Why Motzei Yom Kippur? Because until Yom Kippur, you're in a very tense mood. Now Yom Adin is over. All our Averos, hopefully, were atoned for. So now it's a good time to say Kiddush Levana. You're in a good mood. You're open. You're open.
Yeah, but he slept on until Hoshana Rabbah, really.
Yeah, but ultimately, we know Hoshana Rabbah is more of a mystical holiday than it is a halachic holiday. Same thing on Tisha B'Av. Same thing on Tisha B'Av. We don't say it till after Tisha B'Av and Chodesh Av. We postpone it because we're not in a good mood. We're not wearing nice clothing. Or even if we are wearing nice clothing, it's not an expression of us feeling close to God or feeling good because we're in a tense mood.
I thought that when Yom Kippur, most people are really dying to get out of there.
And I hope not.
It's a long time.
I hope people are not dying to get out of there. What's the better thing after Yom Kippur than to do a mitzvah right away, Kiddush Levana? Let me tell you a small story. There's a story that's anecdotal about a certain gadol that after Tisha B'Av, they didn't even go home. And his wife's looking for him because he didn't eat all day. And they find him in the base medrash and they ask him, what you doing there? And he says, listen, there's two things I couldn't do today. I couldn't learn Torah, it was Tisha B'Av, and I couldn't eat because it was Tisha B'Av. What do you think I should do first? So at Motzei Yom Kippur, there's two things to do. You haven't done Kiddush Levana yet, and you haven't eaten all day. What should be the first thing you do?
I said, wait. But the most frequent mitzvah, doesn't that come first?
Mm. That is the frequent mitzvah.
No, eating is.
Eating is not a mitzvah.
Oh.
Maybe on Motzei Yom Kippur it's a shtickle of mitzvah. I have to think about that. Yes, because Tisha B'Av is a very hard and harsh day. So you should eat a little bit, get Tisha B'Av off of you, and then say Kiddush Levana. Practically, it's very difficult to do it because people go home, they won't come back.
Yom Kippur not.
Because Yom Kippur is a happy fast day, not a sad fast day. Yom Kippur, as you all recall, if you're sitting Shiva before Yom Kippur knocks out your Shiva just like Rosh Hashanah and just like Sukkot. But Tisha B'Av is a hard fast day, and therefore, you should eat first, get that out of you so you could be Mivusam of Gadav Na'im. Which tells you that by Yom Kippur you can be Mivusam of Gadav Na'im even though you're hungry. There's a way to get close to God and feel good even though you're hungry. Yeah. Another someone?
And both of you see as being high as opposed to like smelling good?
Hmm?
Mevusam
usually means high in a good mood. Matzal Shor, the Jews smell good after Shabbos.
After Yom Kippur, probably.
And after Yom Kippur, all the way. So what does this all have to do with Kiddush Levana? I'd like to suggest as follows. Every day you wake up in the morning, the world's on autopilot. God puts the word on autopilot. God is the pilot. He puts it on autopilot, and thank God the same things happen. We have to appreciate what happens every day, like getting up in the morning, going to sleep at night, being alive, the sun goes out, but it's autopilot. But sometimes in our lives, it's not autopilot because something changes. For example, lo aleinu, if a person is sitting Shiva, then something changed in his life. Someone died in his family, and therefore God did not just put that family on autopilot, they got special treatment, albeit tragic special treatment. Or on the other side, let's flip the coin. If someone's walking around one day, and all of a sudden he made $1 million. Once again, not autopilot, but special treatment. So in both of these cases, there happens to be a physical expression halachically. When you're sitting Shiva, what don't you wear on your feet?
Shoes.
Why not?
Sign of mourning.
Do you ever think about the other time of the year we don't wear shoes?
Tisha B'Av
and
Yom Kippur.
And we just explained that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are not alike. One's happy, one's sad. But they're both basically saying the same thing. God is off of autopilot. God is giving us special treatment. On Tisha B'Av, special treatment. He hit us hard. Yom Kippur, special treatment. We're like standing before God and God's atoning for our sins. Just because it's Yom Kippur. Just because we asked for it. That's not the regular way to run the world. That's not a normal day. That is a special day because it was off of autopilot. What changes all the time, as we explained on Sunday? The moon. So when you look at the moon, you see that not every aspect of our life is on autopilot. The moon gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and now we're at the 15th of the month, it's going to start to get smaller. So God, it is one part of life that's never on autopilot, and that's the moon. And therefore, as we say in Kiddush Levana, when something changes, you're closer to God. God gave us special treatment, and this is special treatment. And therefore, you're standing before God, and you should look it. So just like when you sit Shiva, you take off your shoes, just like you do on Har HaBayit, because you're closer to God. So too, when you say Kiddush Levana, you shouldn't be wearing junky clothes, you should be wearing your beautiful, nice clothing, because this is not just your normal everyday relationship with God. This is off of autopilot. This is something special. And therefore you wear nicer clothing when you say Kiddush Levana. And therefore the minhag is that you only say Kiddush Levana when you're going to wear those nice clothing. And when is that? Motzei Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah right away says it's not just Motzei Shabbos, it's also Motzei Yantif. Practically that barely comes out. You know why? Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. Sukkot is already too late. It's the 15th of the month. Pesach is the 15th of the month. It's only one yantif. Which?
Yom HaTzmaut.
You got it. No? Shavuos. Shavuos. It happens. And Motzei Shavuos. You could say Kiddush Levana. It happens quite frequently. Yom Yerushalayim is too late. Absolutely. Yom Kippur is yantif 1. And Shavuos is Yantif 2, so it barely comes out except for those two. But it's the same idea. You're not on autopilot. This is one thing that changes all the time. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, then smaller. Every day there's a change. It never stays the same. It's not like the sun that comes out and goes down every day. It's not like we woke up in the morning, went to sleep at night, the same amount of money in our bank account. This changes all the time. And therefore we say in Kiddush Levana, if the Jewish people don't have the schut to see God except for once a month, that would be enough. What do you mean you see God? L'hagbil p'nei avim shebashamayim. You see God is not always on autopilot because the moon is getting bigger and smaller. And therefore the halacha is, how do you say Kiddush Levana? How do you say Kiddush Levana? Standing or sitting?
Standing.
Why standing? Just like Shmoneh Esrei. Why do we stand for Shmoneh Esrei? We sit for Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah sitting down. It's a mitzvah sitting down. It's no big deal. Why do you stand for Shmoneh Esrei?
You're directly addressing God.
You're directly addressing God, the King of the Universe. You don't sit down when you address the King of the Universe. You're going to go to the Queen of England. You're going to talk to her. You're not going to sit down. That's absolutely, unequivocally disrespectful. So therefore, when you see God, I mean literally, not on autopilot, you say it standing up and not sitting down. And you say it with nice clothing, not with your regular everyday clothing, because it's not an everyday event. An everyday event is defined as something that happens every day and doesn't change. This is a special event. It gets bigger, it gets smaller. And therefore, in the middle of Kiddush Levana, we make that statement from Rabbi Yishmael's Beis Medrash. This is not autopilot. This is special. The Jewish people are seeing that God is not always putting the world on autopilot. And therefore, you must say it standing up, not sitting down. Got it? Great.
Quick question.
Yes.
So why wouldn't it make sense if we got put on special clothing, dafka for Kiddush Levana, and after we're already wearing them and we didn't notice the fact that we got special clothing on?
I will answer you and say that yes, absolutely. And I will also answer you that practically I see this very difficult for the Jewish people to do. Hasidic rabbis are on a high level. They can do that. They change clothing for anything. Okay, they're wearing their normal clothing, they light the menorah, they put on their strimal and their special bekesher, then they take it off. A normal Jew can't do that. Every day, you know, he puts on clothes in the morning, that's good enough for him for the rest of the day. It's very difficult to always change your clothing in such a way. As a matter of fact, when it comes to clothing, it's very difficult for us to even keep what the Shulchan Aruch says. I'll give you an example. Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to have nice clothing for Shabbos. What does he say about Yontif? Do you remember? See, if in the Shulchan Aruch, this is not tucked away somewhere.
Oh yeah, you should have even
nicer. Yom tov shabbat. The Yontif clothing should be nicer than the Shabbos clothing. How many people can do that? Now, how many people have a special suit for Yontif only for Yontif, a special tie for Yontif only for Yontif, and they have special clothes for Shabbos, then they have special weekday clothing. Chol HaMoed, that's a good one. That's going to be a good one because on the one hand, it could have Kedushat HaYom. On the other hand, you can do many things. So it's in between, so to speak, Shabbos and Yontif. And if you look in the beginning of Hilchos Yontif, right? If you open the Mishnah Berurah, let's say, right at the beginning there, that first page, in Bir HaLacha, you'll see he goes back and forth. What should you wear on Chol HaMoed? Rosh Chodesh is a big machlokes if you have to change your clothing. Purim, do we even keep these things? How many people get concerned about these things when they have a wardrobe? It's very difficult. So when it comes to clothing, I don't know if we are on the level that we'll change our clothing dafka for Shkirish Levana. So the Shulchan Aruch had a great idea. Don't make the Jewish people nuts.
You can
do it on Motzei Shabbos and then they're already dressed nicely. It's a good idea. I think he was very practical when he said that statement. But on the surface, you're correct. Absolutely. Wear nice, go home, wear nice clothing, and come back. Here you have two difficulties. First of all, will they come back? And second of all, will they change clothing?
We know without Mitzrayim because we didn't change our clothes.
That means something else. That doesn't mean they didn't change their clothes. It means that the style of dress remained a Jewish dress. It didn't mean that they didn't change their clothes from nicer to weekday. Yeah.
No, I was going to say that reading from the Shulchan Aruch, you can argue that you're focusing on a superficial issue of clothing rather than the Indian of the holidays.
I believe that the clothing in halacha, externals express the internals. And therefore, externals of nice clothing express that you're in a nice day. Externals of a ripped shirt expresses that you're not in a nice day. And there, that notion is in halacha. We're going to get close to Parsha Truma, to Tzaveh, especially to Tzaveh with the big day Kohen Gadol. You all know that a Kohen Gadol or Kohen can't work in the Beis HaMikdash without what?
Without his uniform.
Without his uniform. So there is in halacha a notion that externals express internals. On the other hand, we have to be very careful not to judge a person by their externals. But externals do express the internals, and that happens in many different places in halacha.
When you get involved with reading Chol HaMoed or
yeah. That's one of the yardsticks you use, but not the only one. Absolutely. Okay, gentlemen, we talked about clothing, we talked about standing, we talked about sitting, we talked about many things this morning. God